The very first aphorism of Patanjali's yoga is, he defines yoga, Chitta Vritti Nirodha Yoga. Yoga is nothing but Chitta Vritti Nirodha. Nirodha means control, cessation. Chitta Vritti, Vritti means tendencies of consciousness. Chitta is of course the stuff of consciousness. Chitta Vritti, human being finds that his whole consciousness is full of tendencies. These tendencies are constantly mobilizing. It's like a marketplace. The whole human mind is a marketplace. Hustle, bustle, and there is no space even to move about. One idea comes upon another idea, and before it is grasped, the third idea has already invaded you. And it is a tremendously busy place. A constant commerce is going on between outside and inside. To make this consciousness absolutely still, according to Patanjali, that is yoga. Now, what is the process of making it still? The following is the process. First of all, you should observe yama and niyama. Yamas are five and niyamas are five. Niyamas are rules, regulations. Yamas are certain attitudes which you develop in every activity. Satya is the first. Ahimsa is the second. Brahmacharya is the third. Asteya is the fourth. Non-stealing. Do not steal, do not covet possessions of the others. Aparigraha. Do not store beyond a certain limit. Aparigraha. Parigraha is the storing, accumulating. Aparigraha is non-accumulation. Do not accumulate. In all your activities of life, according to Patanjali, you should practice these five things. In every activity, in thought, mind, speech, be truthful. Never hurt anybody. Complete non-injury. Brahmacharya, complete continence. Asteya, do not steal anybody, if somebody, something belongs to somebody else. This is from the Ishopanishad which we had seen earlier. Tena chattena bunjitaha ma vidaha kasasvitvana. By renunciation you enjoy, but do not covet somebody else's wealth. Ma vidaha, do not covet. Ma vidaha kasasvidjana. The wealth which belongs to anybody, whatsoever, do not covet it. This is asteya. Aparigraha is to keep your requirements limited and never accumulate. These are yamas. Then there are five niyamas. Shaucha, keep yourself clean. This is the niyama, this is a rule of life. Shama, be calm. Tapa, always be hardworking with austerity, concentrated, full of attention. Swadhyaya, apply yourself to the study. And Santosha, have contentment. These are the five niyamas. Now, when you have conquered these five things, or you have done this for a long time, then a strict process of psychological practice begins. Many people, not realizing the importance of yama and niyama, they neglect these two important steps. They go straight to the third step, that is asana. Asana is to take your posture erect, stable, comfortable. This is asana. Try to sit always as much as possible without any kind of movement of your body. Without any kind of flagging, without any idleness, with all diligence. And try to be able to sit in the same position as long as possible. This asana has also a psychological meaning, not only a physical meaning. We have seen many people flying from one work to the other, taking up one work, giving it up after some time, taking up the third, second work, after some time giving it up, third work. This is the lack of asana. For any kind of yoga, when you start a work, keep stable to If you go on flying from one work to the other, then you can never attain any kind of goal. It's like a rolling stone which gathers no moss. So do not become a rolling stone. You be stable. So this is the third step, asana. When you can be strong enough to rest in one good position, comfortable position, without strain, then you have achieved asana.